Who are you?
I'm Alex from Franz Ferdinand.
Alex, who else is in Franz Ferdinand?
This is Robert.
This is Bob.
Bob. Paul. Nick.
Nick Augustine.
Who is Andy Knowles?
Andy Knowles is in the room. He's there! Come in.
Who is Andy Knowles and why is Andy over there? Is Andy the new Glenn?
Andy's not the new Glenn, he's the first Andy.
And what is the background on you, Andy? Andy, what is your background?
Andy, come over here, come over and say hello.
All right.
Who are you?
I'm their friend.
That's pretty much true. We played our first ever gig in Andy's girlfriend's bedroom, and he's been hanging about ever since. So we thought, might as well get him on stage and get him doing something. So he's been playing some drums and playing some organ as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for the background on Andy. I've been looking for information on you, Andy, but there's no real information. There's some fiery furnace stuff. And isn't there also like a BBC presenter called Andy Knowles too,
that's
a sportscaster?
Yeah, I do sports every Saturday. Tune in, BBC.
Has there been any confusion with that at all?
Like,
you guys having a sportscaster up on stage with you. Like, that's taking it to another level, isn't it?
No, that's definitely another level.
No confusion at all?
No.
Franz Ferdinand, the first time I talked to you guys in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, we were outside Richards and Richards, and I brought up a lot of Canadian connections.
Mm, that's correct.
Yeah, I remember.
One of the Canadian connections was regarding Isabel from Belen...
Say.
Bah.
Ian.
Who played one of her last shows in Toronto, and that was a Canadian connection.
Yeah, that's good.
There was a Canadian connection. And I also showed you guys a stylophone. A stylophone, that neat instrument. Remember that? Remember I showed you the stylophone?
Mm. Yeah.
Whee! Because Belle and Sebastian play a...
Stylophone.
Stylophone. Then the second time I talked to you guys, I want to continue on the Canadian content tip, right? So we went for a dune buggy ride. Do you remember that?
I do.
A dune buggy ride around Stanley Park.
That's right. Yeah.
However, right now, I think I'm able to take the Canadian connections to another level. They're just happening everywhere. Good. And I found some Canadian connections right here. Check out this poster that I found. And look at the connection to Franz Ferdinand.
That is the old Rutchenko poster.
And look what it says. Vote socialist in...
Vancouver East.
My God.
And what is going on? How?
Yes. It's
another Canadian connection.
Canada and Scotland united through socialism. It's beautiful.
Did you know that your Franz Ferdinand-ish record cover was already released months and years ago in Vancouver?
I didn't know. Oh, no.
I wonder if you got in.
I presume so. A poster like that is gorgeous, isn't it?
And just like the brand new CD by Franz
Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand. However, there are more Canadian connections that I didn't reveal to you guys. Number one, Norman Blake from Teenage...
Fan Club.
His wife is from Vancouver.
Is that right?
Yes, a Canadian connection, like Teenage Fan Club. They're Scottish, right?
Yeah, absolutely, for Bells Hill.
So we have that connection,
absolutely.
And Franz Ferdinand, we have another connection. I'm sorry I didn't mention this to you, Paul.
Oh, what?
We have a band in Vancouver called the Real Mackenzies. This is a Vancouver band.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a Scottish punk band.
Wow.
I'm not in them. And they wear kilts, and they're from Vancouver, BC, Canada, and they do amazing Scottish punk tunes.
they're shooting down the Germans.
Well, they're Franz Ferdinandish. That's a World War I illusion. So how am I doing so far in the Canadian connections? Can you think of any more?
I feel at home right now.
Canadian.
Yeah.
And some people may be watching thinking, oh, wow, you're talking about Vancouver. You know, we've talked about Vancouver quite a bit, but you guys love all of Canada, don't you?
Absolutely.
And it shows, because look, there's another Canadian connection, the 60s band,
the Great Scots.
Scots from Nova Scotia wearing...
Kilts.
Wearing kilts, just like the Real Mackenzies from Vancouver. From Nova Scotia to Vancouver.
That's great. Look at them.
Have there been any sort of kilt-wearing experiences in Franz Ferdinand? Are there any Canadian connections to Franz Ferdinand that I haven't mentioned, perhaps?
God, must be, actually.
There's a record with the Canadian flag.
We covered that last on the...
Did we? The yummy fur.
We covered that in the first interview. The yummy fur.
Come on.
The yummy fur, Chester Brown, blah, blah, blah.
Let's leave Canada for a moment. I would like to ask you, you guys are big record collectors, and you help me understand Scottish music, don't you?
Absolutely.
Even though you're not essentially Scottish, are you, Nick?
No.
You're the German member of the band.
Yeah.
Now, one interesting sort of little side note of rock and roll, I find, is bands that use records to get off record labels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
For instance, have you ever heard of this band here on a Scottish theme, the Tartan Horde? This is Nick Lowe's band, and Nick Lowe, of course, wrote many great tunes in the 1970s, etc. He recorded this record as a Bay City Rollers tribute to get off his record label.
Oh, yes.
And on drums, believe it or not, is Rat Scabies of the Damned.
Right there, that is Rat Scabies.
So he recorded this record to get off his record label, but inadvertently, it went on number one in Japan. That's the Tartan Horde with more Scottish connection.
Rollers, we love you.
Bay City Rollers, we love you, like that. Yeah, I've got that one.
Another Canadian connection, kind of, because I bought that record in Canada.
Up
there. Just like hopefully people will buy the brand new Friends.
Ferdinand.
Reh.
Car.
Nick.
Yeah.
Is it true that your parents met in Seattle?
It's true, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's kind of Canadian connection, because Seattle's near Vancouver.
Very close by, yeah.
Now, how did that happen? How did that happen? Because I understand one of the Libertines, Carl's dad of the Libertines, is from Vancouver. So what's with all this British-Scottish connection to the Northwest? How did your parents end up in Seattle?
My dad was working for Boeing, and my mum was with the British consulate. That was kind of it. They met at a campsite. That's the story.
So when you play Seattle, is it a big homecoming?
Yes, absolutely.
Are the parents still there?
No.
But is there anybody relatively related to their parents there?
No one. No one comes down. I don't know what's happened.
I was also asking you guys, friends, Ferdinand, the last time I talked to you, a little bit about the deadliest diet in Scotland. Is there a deadly diet?
Well, we deep fry everything, if we can help it.
There's always interesting little tidbits about Franz Ferdinand. Is it true, Alex of Franz Ferdinand, that Franz Ferdinand fully endorses the statistic that Scotland has more tanning beds than anywhere else in the entire world?
I think it could be true, yes. There's quite
there's a lot
in
Glasgow.
Yeah.
I heard it's to...
Dush! You get whacked!
Yeah, you're getting whacked. You see
what's
that?
Coming up? Nick about to say?
It says, if you're feeling a wee bit pale and you're not getting enough sunshine, which is sometimes the case in Scotland, it's good to go down to...
Go for a healthy sunbed.
And it's not like a front for laundering gangsters' money or anything like that.
Glasgow, Scotland, in 1939, Franz Ferdinand, apparently had the most cinemas per capita in North America, Europe, anywhere.
Really?
Really?
That's great.
Are there a lot of cinemas? Because I was saying, this is great because there must be lots of places to do gigs.
They're all bingo halls now.
But there were a lot? Yeah, is there an unusual amount?
There were some amazing cinemas in Glasgow, and one of the first cinemas ever was built. You know that one, Salon in the West End?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was built in 1909.
Yeah.
Have you guys played any of those? Are there any neat cinemas to explore?
I don't think we've played at a cinema.
Do you remember that one that we went into right by the chateau that's now the bingo hall? Went down there.
The Carling Academy used to be a cinema.
Oh, yeah, that used to be a cinema. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well,
the blue one, though. The Laurel and Hardy one.
No, I said. Oh, that's a nice way. Music hall. That's an amazing place. But yeah, there's a lot of good
bingo
buildings.
Bingo halls.
I just think that's really great that there's so many theaters possibly available or ones that you can like uncover for Franz gigs. That's really exciting.
It is. Yeah, we should do that.
Franz Ferdinand, on this particular tour, you're bringing Cut Copy and
TV
on
the
radio.
Wow. Now, I was wondering, Franz Ferdinand, what is it like to open for Franz Ferdinand? And what is the history of bands opening for Franz Ferdinand, or just bands opening in general?
I see where we're going with this.
Well, where I'm going for this is, are you aware of Klaus Nomi at all?
Yeah.
Are you guys big Klaus Nomi fans?
Yes.
At one time, Klaus Nomi opened for Twisted Sister.
Really?
Yeah, Klaus Nomi opened for Twisted Sister.
That's bizarre.
And did he go down well?
I think he totally bombed and then he cried.
Oh.
Have you ever seen anything like that happen? I mean, Klaus Nomi and Twisted Sister.
That's just not right, is it?
I wouldn't like to hear Klaus Nomi cry.
Have you done any gigs like that where it's been Franz Ferdinand opening for Twisted Sister? What's the closest you've got to that? You mentioned your big Rob Halford fans.
We opened for Korn once.
Not Korn, it was... Was it Korn?
Yeah, Korn.
Oh, was it Korn?
And Papa Roach.
You opened for Korn?
Papa Roach, us, then Korn.
What was that like, and where was that?
It was in New Jersey, at Meadowlands.
They loved it. They kept on throwing money on the stage to show how much they appreciated it.
did you collect the money?
One guy was just going the whole time, one more song for the whole gig.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, for you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
That's possible. positive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
one more!
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what you were thinking.
And you guys also, Franz Ferdinand, played a gig for only 14 and unders? You played like a 14 and under gig. Mm. I love that! Yeah, 14 and under only!
Yeah, exactly. It's we played in
grown-ups.
The barrels.
Yeah,
no grown-ups at all?
No. Strictly prohibited.
So what was that like, 14 and under only? I love that, 14 and only under.
It was amazing. The audience was a lot shorter than it was the night before. And the scream of the audience was a lot more high-pitched.
Yeah.
But that was brilliant, they were so up for it.
Yeah, yeah. The bar sold out sweets as well within like half an hour.
Kids love stickers, don't they?
I think so.
A sticker is a great marketing tool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you ever go wrong with a sticker, Alex and Franz Ferdinand?
I'm sure you probably could.
Well, when you peel it off and it's like, it doesn't quite come off.
Yeah. And your bedside table and your mum gets really annoyed, has to get the soap and water out.
Yeah.
They're great marketing tools, and throughout Canada, they've been marketing this Franz Ferdinand sticker. Awesome. But open it up and look what's been with it.
You're right, it can go wrong, can't it?
What is going on there? These are all over Canada. Franz Ferdinand and Jamira.
Guy.
AKA the twat with the...
For God's sake.
What happened to Jamiroquai? Are they label mates with you guys? Have you done any gigs with the Kwai?
Never met them.
They're on Domino, I think.
I thought that was absolutely amazing. There it is. So you guys should do some gigs with them.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand, winding up here, Scotland has many different bands, and another band I haven't asked you about, and I'm so kind of angry that I haven't asked you about, with this particular rockers here, the Skids.
Oh, yeah.
What can you tell me about the Skids?
Working for the Yankee Dollar?
Because these guys turned into big country, didn't they?
Well, half of them, but he didn't. He turned into a film critic, and was it those two became big country?
My brother's band nearly opened for big country once.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My uncle's called Skids.
Because they really paved the way, didn't they? The Skids paved the way! And I think of the Skids, and I was also thinking, the Exploited! Did you guys ever see the Exploited? Because they're from Scotland, aren't they?
Yeah, Big John.
Big John played in Nirvana as well, didn't
he? That's right.
He did, almost.
Well, I thought he did some
maybe a couple gigs, before Pat Smear.
Yeah.
Have you done any gigs with the Exploited? How did the Exploited fans take to Franz Ferdinand?
I've never played with the Exploited, have you?
No. He lives in Amsterdam now. Big John does. But no, we haven't played with him.
Big John came to our gig or somewhere else.
He did.
Yeah. An Exploiter came to go see Franz.
Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand. Now, Nick, you've been on tour, haven't you, with Franz Ferdinand?
Yes.
Now, when you're on tour, you kind of find it difficult, don't you? Because, well, it's hard for you to listen to records that you buy.
Well, actually, the other day, Paul bought us a record player. And we've been listening to records last night, all night actually. Yeah. We're singing...
Rock Me Amadeus at 5 a.m.
I don't even remember.
Because I was going to help you out with that. I know you've been into recently this gentleman right here. You've been into the Orbison, and this is a little gift for you. Some sheet music of Mr. Orbison.
That is beautiful.
I know.
That is amazing. So I can play the piano. Is it piano?
Yes, there's some sheet music there of Roy Orbison.
He is quite a stunner, isn't he?
And I wanted to give you some other Canadian content here. This was right here from a Vancouver artist, Rodney Graham. This is his record, a vinyl record by Rodney Graham.
I know.
And you know, I wasn't sure how you guys would be able to play this because you've been bragging, you know, we don't have a record player, we don't have a record player. But I thought right now, and Anna, are you there? If you could come over, we have a little presentation here for you. This is for you.
Wow.
This is an actual battery. You can hand it right to him, Anna, aka Vanna. This is your own record player.
That is so cool.
Right, you know, so often I give people vinyl and they're like, how are they going to play it? There's no excuse. This is an AM/FM radio / 4533 RPM player.
That is the coolest thing I have seen.
So you can you can also plug it in too. And so hopefully the AC will work there. Don't touch it too much. It should be in mint condition. And now you're going to be able to play all your real McKenzies and stuff like that.
Right.
That's brilliant. Wow. That's absolutely amazing.
And also the good old Rodney Grammers.
Absolutely. I'll be the first one on.
Lastly here, Franz Ferdinand, Joe Meek has been a big influence on you guys, hasn't he?
Yeah, I love all that stuff.
And you guys saw a play about Joe Meek. What can you tell the people about Joe Meek?
He was a pioneer of production. He used one of the first synthesizers in music. He had the first transatlantic number one with Telstar. And then he went mad and, not mad, he just got a little bit frustrated and killed his landlady and then himself.
It was an accident.
What? It was an accident by putting a gun to the back of my head.
He killed his landlady by accident.
Did you guys see a play on Joe Meek? Did you guys go see a play on Joe Meek?
Yeah.
What was the play like?
It was good.
Very good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And what sort of songs on the new Franz Ferdinand you think are influenced by the good old Joe Meek stir?
I think probably Outsiders as well and anything else. We're really trying to get that clavier-line kind of sound into that song.
Walk Away,
definitely.
Franz Ferdinand, and specifically Alex of Franz Ferdinand, do you have a Fiat Panda?
I used to have a Fiat Panda. They're amazing.
I asked because I have a Fiat Spider.
Oh, is that similar, is it?
Well, they both stand for Fix It Again.
What?
Fiat, Fix It Again.
Tony.
Fix Again Tony.
What's that?
You can always break down.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Where's your Fiat Panda?
Yeah, mine used to break down all the time. And used to smell of curry as well.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand, have you ever met the actor or the sculptor guy, Franz West? Did all ever to Franz West?
He's like
a crazy sculptor, Franz West. So I thought Franz Ferdinand could work with Franz West.
There is an artist called Franz Ferdinand, isn't there? Because he's got .com. And we'd like to register our website. But it's really cool.
I'm Fred West
recently.
What?
Fred West,
yeah, that's pretty similar.
You don't never met up though with Franz West.
I've never
though.
Met him.
I don't know.
Franz Ferdinand, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all about your brand new release?
Bob?
Paul?
Nick?
Nadwa?
The sticker! Anything about the sticker for your brand new release?
There it is.
No, come on, let's see the other side. Let's see the other side of your sticker.
There it is.
No! Let's see the other side of your brand new sticker. Your label mate.
I don't want to.
There. You happy?
There.
You happy?
Yeah,
Jamiroquai. Do you like that?
I love the Kwai. Jamiroquai with friends.
Dekwai.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so agreeable. I went from being hidden, but now your label mate's there with the good old Jamiroquai. So anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Thank you very much for this.
Oh, no problem. I look forward to you playing it on stage, and I look forward to listening to the new records.
Yeah, thanks for this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Franz Ferdinand. Why should people care about Franz Ferdinand?
May as well.
All right. Well, thanks much, Franz Ferdinand. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo.